What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from True TV's Tacoma FD, Steve Lemmy and Kevin Heffernan. Welcome back, gentlemen. How you doing?
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Nice to see you. Thank you very much.
Nice to see you and your arms, Mario.
I know, Mario. Why are you showing us up, man, with these pipes?
First of all, it's radio. I didn't know in radio we're supposed to be. I didn't know with the whole Zoom thing. All right, quit breaking my balls, you rat bastards. You guys are clean shaven today, I see. I hope the mustaches on the show are real, however.
They are real, man. That's the only way to do comedy is with the real mustache.
Right.
You can't smile with the fake mustaches.
It automatically makes you funnier, I think. Season 3 of Tacoma FD has premiered. Top 5 comedy series. Congrats, gentlemen. There's really been a shift to comedy over at True TV. Obviously bodes well for the show, but is there other stuff you want to do over there with those guys?
I just want to start lifting weights so my arms can be like, where's Mario?
So a roasting show. Okay, got it.
Weightlifting show. Weightlifting comedy. Right?
I don't even lift weights. I box and I do jujitsu and wrestle with my kids. That's
okay,
the thing.
I've got it. Kev, let's do an episode in season 4 where Mario is lifting weights at his house and the barbell falls on his chest and he's trapped.
I just told you, I do not lift weights.
But here's the thing. No one would believe it because there's no barbell that Mario can't lift.
Thank you. Well, that's true, but stupid. What is in store, aside from our weightlifting episode, what's in store for season 3?
We did a lot of, we had some constraints this year, because of the COVID situation. We couldn't shoot that parade scene we wanted to shoot the Tacoma Rainiers game. We couldn't go to that kind of thing. So
yeah,
it's a lot of stuff in the station. So we do a lot of fun stuff in the station. We have a chili cook-off and we have a pickleball tournament. This kind of stuff that is good for characters in the station.
You've also had a lot of cool guest stars in the past. Were you able to have some considering the circumstances?
Yeah. And, in fact, this season we got some great stars. We got Whitney Cummings.
Oh, I love Whitney.
We've got Stipe Miocic.
Yeah, my guy from Cleveland, who was a real firefighter. Yes.
Exactly. Yes, and so he plays himself. He's our the Brady Bunch had Joe Namath. We have Stipe.
Stipe's the man.
He shows up and he, I don't want to say what happens, but he does kick some ass.
He beats the crap out of some people.
That's great. Yeah. Nice guy, huh? For being probably one of the baddest men on the planet.
Well, the funny thing is that when he showed up, there is a scene where he beats some of us up. And one of our producers was like, should we get some stunt doubles? Because, professional fighters sometimes get excited and they'll accidentally hit you. And I was like, no, we're totally good. The first take, he accidentally hit the actor.
Oh,
and
gave over the face.
It was through a glass window, and he turned to the camera. He was like, oh, my God, I hit him for real. I hit him. And we were laughing in the other room because we thought he was messing with us.
Right.
And we're all just laughing. And we've got this on film. And he's like, I'm serious. I hit him. Hey, you got to come in. And we're like just slapping our knees.
The actor went down.
Was he okay? He went down. He took a shot. He went down. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was fine. And, the actor Gabe Hogan, he plays Ike. He's the biggest Stipe fan in the world.
Yeah.
And I think it was a badge of honor.
Heck yeah. That's a great story to tell.
Took a hit. We have it on film.
The funny thing is, it was Stipe's middle finger that hit him across the edge of his nose and he went down. That's how hard that guy hits.
That was enough.
Anytime you take a shot from the champ, it is a badge of honor. Have you ever had to call the real firefighters on the set to the show? Has there been that sense of irony yet?
Yeah, we did. We had a thing in the first season where there was an accident on the set and we had to call the firefighters and the real guys show up and these guys are different humans. They're all like 6'4" strapping dudes. And we're standing around like in Halloween costumes, like we're like little kids.
Right.
But they walked onto the set and they're like, what is going on? There's, fire engines and us in uniform.
Yeah.
It took them a second to process what was going on.
I bet the first of those
calls. But ultimately they did it. And then they all want to be in the TV show after that.
Right. So, yeah. Background characters there. What about the rest of the Broken Lizard gang? Any plans on getting together for another project?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked that question because it's the most uncomfortable one we get asked. We're making a movie, but that's all I can say. I am Mario, as you know, the studio currently right now is not allowing us to discuss.
Fair
enough. That's all I can say.
Fair enough.
I think I think they're here. Oh my God.
Well, when you are able to come, come talk to your boy over here. What was the first concert each of you attended ever?
I saw the Kinks at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's a good one.
I saw the Jay Giles Band.
Hey,
in Coliseum in Connecticut. That was my first. My
Angel first is a centerfold. Yes,
it was that album. Oh, centerfold.
That's right. Awesome. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Man, I loved Diane Lane.
Oh yeah,
you know, from like Outsiders.
Yeah, Cherry. Yeah.
Sweet to Fire.
Oh yeah, Cherry Valens.
Cherry Valens. She's still hot.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah. She gorgeous. Is. I liked Leah Thompson.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Sure. I like your taste.
Back to the Future.
Last question. What was that? I'm sorry.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Back to the Future. Last question. Who would be your dream Tacoma guest star?
Oh man,
De Niro.
He's played a firefighter before.
Yeah. You know, it's great. Same for me. Kurt Russell. You know,
love both those guys. Yeah, that's right. Both. Yes.
A little Backdraft reunion. Be great.
Little Backdraft reunion.
Mario, awesome. I told you the last time we interviewed together that we tried to get you for an episode and we wound up naming the character Captain Lopez. But you were apparently unavailable. So maybe it's you. I don't know.
Hey, if you ask me again, I'd love to make that happen. That would be awesome.
It's either you or De Niro.
It's a tough call. I probably would be a little bit more affordable and available. That's awesome. And it would be an honor. Gentlemen, meanwhile, watch Tacoma FD Thursdays on True TV. Steve, Kevin, thanks so much for checking in.
Thanks man. Appreciate it.
Right on. You got it, guys. Hey, let me know. That'd be fun to cruise over there.
Absolutely.
We shoot in the valley, man. Come on.
I'm right here. All right. Yeah, take care.
Put your shirt on, though, okay?
All right, sounds good. Okay. On with Mario Lopez.